Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Dr. Tammy Horn, senior researcher and apiculturist at Eastern Kentucky University, this June has accepted the position of state apiarist within the Kentucky Department of Agriculture.
That person is responsible for extension and outreach, marketing honey, and developing honey markets within the state.
Horn says the post has a regulatory aspect as well.
We like to make sure that the bees that are being sold across state lines are healthy and don't have diseases and that kind of thing. So we basically certify the beekeepers in Kentucky who are selling bees across state lines.
Horn is president of the Kentucky Beekeepers Association, in the last few years receiving its Beekeeper of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Award. She says she's excited to become state apiarist, a position she feels that can have tremendous impact.
The state apiarist has become a leader in helping bee schools develop and offering workshops. One of the things that I'll be doing is to offer workshops to emergency personnel who may have bee incidents on interstates, because we are having an increased number of migratory beekeepers coming through Kentucky. And so we want to have a game plan in place so that emergency personnel just know what to do.
We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit MidAmerica, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit construction loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal housing lender.
Two-time author and recognized regional leader in beekeeping, Dr. Tammy Horn says the state ag department has made strides in developing economic opportunity for beekeepers here, and her goal as state apiarist is to build upon that progress.
I want to make available and to work with KDA to make more processing units available for beekeepers who either want to be commercial and just need access to equipment like honey bottling equipment and extractors, or even those hobbyists who don't necessarily want to invest in a great deal of equipment, but having a place where they can come and bring their supers and do extraction and make it more convenient.
Horn is also president of a regional beekeeping group that will hold a multi-day conference in Kentucky this summer. She feels a tremendous educational opportunity for veteran and new beekeepers alike. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.